Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Tyler Linderbaum met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
What's changed for you from year one to year two? Where have you made your biggest strides?
Yeah, I think I just think being more comfortable, playing at this level, kind of first year here, everything's coming at you so fast. Just getting used to the speed of the game is important. So definitely having a season under your belt is good, but there's still a lot of improvements to go.
Tyler, Mike Pierce said that he thinks you're a lot stronger than you were last year. Do you think that's the case, or are you just better technically?
Yeah, I think a little bit of both. Obviously in the off season, still working on strength. Trying to get better at technique, putting myself in positions to where I can use my strength to my advantage. Just little things like that. Yeah.
Tyler, you have some really good pieces on this O-line. What are your expectations for how good this group could be?
Yeah. Obviously only, 6-7 days in. Doing a lot of good things. But there's still a lot of improvement to be done. I think from an execution standpoint, just being more consistent. Because at the end of the day, the O-line leads the charge. We're the guys up front that set the tempo of the game, and make everything happen and let the playmakers around us do their thing. So,
as a coordinated group, are you guys well ahead of where you were at this point last year? I mean, obviously, Ronnie wasn't practicing in front of last year. You had the injury in camp, et cetera, et cetera.
I think from a number standpoint, we have a lot more guys, and the young guys, too, are playing awesome football too, just showing a lot of progress from OTAs and to now into camp. So definitely having more numbers, more competition in the room always helps to push guys faster along. And then obviously, knock on wood, obviously you don't want injuries to happen. So whenever you have everyone there that can practice and, keep stacking the practices, keep stacking those days, that's good.
Tyler, Joe said that he's seen a more confident you in year two. Where do you feel that the most?
I definitely feel more confident. I mean, it's like coming in, into college as a freshman or something. Obviously you're going to be a little more reserved in things you're going to say. But, I think as the season progressed last year, I had to have a role of talking and speaking, because going up there, making the calls, making the fronts, and being confident in them so guys, can follow you. But I think certainly, as we progress, as time goes on, just continue to build that leadership role and have guys go up there and trust me on what needs to be done.
Tyler, as you look at Ronnie for this off season now, it'll be a fully healthy throughout so far in camp. You see, how different is it from what you saw a year ago at this point, where you're just trying to figure out even who he is or what he could be?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Ronnie, you go back to film, 5-6 years ago, and he's on there playing really good football, and I think he's working his way to get back to that level, obviously having his injury. He's worked his butt off to get to where he's at today, and he's continuing to get better and better and better. And he's another guy, that's played a lot of football. A lot of young guys can go to him, ask him questions. He's very knowledgeable of the game, and he's like another coach in the room. So, he's a good guy to have around and very knowledgeable about the game, but also he plays really good football.
Tyler, speaking of young guys, what have you seen out of Sala? In a lot of ways, he was in the same position you were in a year ago.
Yeah, I think he's handled it well. Obviously, kind of being thrown into the fire with the ones, he's done well. Obviously, a lot of new stuff come up just because his first time in this offense in some of these plays. But, he's handled it well. He plays with confidence, and you can tell that in his game. And, he's only going to get better and better. So I'm excited for him.
Any advice you've offered him?
Say again?
Any advice that you've offered him or he sought out?
Yeah, just play with confidence. He's here for a reason. I think that's the biggest thing.
Ronnie just got done saying that you kind of flip a switch when you get angry on the football field. You don't take anything from anybody. He says that's an important trait for a center. In your words, when you get angry on the football field, what comes out?
I just think I'm competitive. It's competitive spirit. I think a lot of guys on this team have that. So, anytime we're in a competitive situation, a little fire comes out. So I think it's a good thing to have.
you get angry against Tampa Bay last year?
No, I mean, it all depends. You know, whenever I step on the field, you know, you got to play the game hard. You got to play it the right way. So sometimes things like that happen.
You look around the league, and there are interior rushers being paid like edge rushers. Just, you know, how, I guess, what is kind of the bar for being a good interior pass blocker, considering just how advanced some of these guys are?
Yeah, I mean, guys around the league, you know, they're getting better and better. Just at the end of the day, just being consistent, you know, in the game, you know, not letting one or two plays, you know, build on top of each other. You know, because guys are skilled, guys are really good, but at the end of the day, we're all here for a reason. And I think O-linemen are pretty good too. So, you know, it's our job is to stop guys like interior guys around the league.
All right. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you.